Hi, my name is Julia. I live in Montreal, Canada, and I was on a spiritual search for a very, very long time. I can say about 17 years, getting into yoga, into all types of meditation and exercises and letting go techniques. And as a result, I had great experiences. I was one of the lucky ones or unlucky ones who got into the state of samadhi or nirvana, where my thoughts would stop, my breathing would stop, everything was perfect, beautiful. For about 1 year, I experienced a deep peace. But I didn't know how to go from there. I knew that something was missing. And when the experience left and I started to come down, I literally entered a very deep suffering. Nothing worked for me anymore. No exercise, no yoga, nothing really had the power to bring me out of the depression I have entered. So I was going on YouTube and looking to different videos, different masters, and I had it at one point. I just couldn't listen, couldn't hear any more spiritual speeches. And then it caught my eye, John's video. It was a mention of Ramana Maharshi, one of the masters that I was very attracted by, but I never understood. I never really knew how to do what he was asking us to do. My questioning of who am I was at the mental level, and I was expecting an answer. So I really didn't know how to go about, and I just gave myself few seconds to listen to John. And when he started talking, something hit me. I felt like my heart has been touched. And I said, oh my God, this is it. This is the key. This is the key. I didn't know how to do what he was saying, but deep inside myself, I felt that looking at myself, this would be the answer. So I tried to do it. I miss and hit. I never knew if I was doing right or wrong. Even to the day, I don't know if I'm doing right or wrong. But I know that there are some powerful changes in my life. I know that I have come out from the spiritual maze. I'm not so much concerned of changing my life. Things are changing on their own. And how I got to look at myself. I remember the day when I was struggling with this looking, and in the back of my head it was, what does John wants me to do? I'm looking, I'm looking, I'm looking, and I don't know if I'm doing right. So what it's looking actually means. And then I realized that when I was looking, yes, I was getting lost in a story. I was looking at my feelings. I tried to feel my feelings. I tried to let go, still being caught on letting go. And then I remember John's words telling me, try to get a direct perception of yourself. And then I said, oh, so what I'm doing actually is not looking, is just paying attention to the mind content, to the consciousness content. And then I stop and I really try just to look. And I think the key in John's work is just to really understand what looking means. So again, I have moments when I'm getting caught into the mind content, of course. I have moments when I say, oh my God, after 4 years of doing this looking, I'm not sure if I'm still doing it right or what's going on. But there are moments when I look at my life and I see that, oh, there is no more thinking too much about stuff. It's not too much involvement. I take life as it comes. And moments when I would have fear about doing things, taking actions in the world, I notice that the fear is not there. I'm not saying that the fear is gone completely. That's a great deal of fear I sense it's left, but it's dissolving, and I believe that this is the medicine that is really working without me knowing it, and I don't need to know if it works or not. This is just another mind trick. It's another just the mind wanting to know if I do it right. But then when I'm catching that thought, I'm just take a few minutes and I go back into looking. Another thing that it's very helpful is if I find there is resistance in sitting down and do the direct looking, I ask myself, do I exist? And this is it. Do I exist? And I'm just sitting with the perception of being here and just existence itself, and this dissolves any more mental involvement, any more story, anything else that would develop if I would just rather engage into the thinking, into the mind. And life goes on, and I am very, very grateful to find this work. I think from everything that it's available, I do not want to deny all other methods. I still in love with yoga. I think Hatha Yoga has tremendous benefits. I think meditation is very helpful for people. I know from personal experience, letting go is powerful. But when you let go and let go and let go, and you don't really look at that, at yourself, that can transform into another ego trip. So John's work it's really the key that breaks the bubble. So I'm very grateful, John and Carla. I thank you so much for your work and for your devotion to bring this out. It's as simple as nothing I have ever met. So thank you.